Welcome in, everyone, to our GSP Ace of the Day presented by DraftKings. As always, you can get in on the action by going to dkng.co/crackedopen. Of course, we have taken a couple of days off since the end of the French Open, but the professional tennis world, it never sleeps, folks. And of course, we have had an action-packed week of tennis here in this, third week of October. We've got three ATP events, two at the 250 level, one at the 500 level. Of course, we've also got two challenger events and then multiple ITFs for us to follow throughout the day. It means we've really got tennis from start to finish, from dawn to dusk, no matter where you are in the world. And as tennis fans, that's all we can ask for, of course, here on our GSP Ace of the Day segment. That's also exactly what we love because it means there are so many matches for us to, you know, deliberate on, so many matches for us, so many opportunities, really, perhaps to find a little bit of value, to add a couple of dollars into our pockets. So, with that in mind, let's get to our picks for today's Aces of the Day. Let's start with a single match pick. Jannik Hanefmann, the former USC All-American, a guy I have referred to at multiple occasions as maybe the most underrated college tennis player of the 2010s. I mean, obviously, he clinched a national indoors and national championship for his USC Trojans as a freshman. He goes on to become an All-American. He leads them to that post-Stevie Johnson title alongside of Ray Sarmiento, Roberto Quiroz. And again, just so much success for Jannik. He's been inside the top 100 before. He then had injuries he was struggling with, but he's finally healthy and he has looked so good throughout this restart. You go back, of course, to the action in Kitzbühel where he made the finals before losing to Miomir Kecmanovic. But, you know, at that tournament, he comes through qualifying. He beats Thiago Monteiro, Sasha Bublik, the Deuce, Dusan Lajovic, Laszlo Jure, a couple of really good wins for him there. Of course, earlier in the restart, he won himself a challenger in Italy. Gets a win over Musetti in three sets. By the way, hold on to that thought. Beat Cecinato. A couple of really good wins for him along the way. And no, he did not end up playing in the French Open, but you look for Jannik Hanefmann right now. He is, you know, right on the precipice of surpassing his career high. He is back into the top 100 right now in the live rankings, and he's got himself a chance tomorrow in the quarterfinals of Sardinia, a rematch of that Challenger quarterfinal with young Italian Lorenzo Musetti. Of course, Musetti, one of the stars of this restart, the 18-year-old Italian putting forward such great results. Now, he did not get the opportunity to play the French Open, but of course, the week before in Forlì, he ended up winning the Challenger. He beat Francis Tiafoe, Andreas Seppi, Lloyd Harris. Round of 16 for him in Rome. He knocked off, you know, Kei Nishikori, Stan Wawrinka, obviously looked exceptional doing it, coming through qualifying. So this is a match between two players playing exceptional tennis. And, you know, you look at the odds in this one, why I have this as the ace of the day, because, of course, this is a pick'em. I just think Jannik Hanefmann, it's an eye test thing as well. Of course, he has been playing exceptional tennis, but if you just watch the confidence with which he's swinging, it reminds me a lot of his junior and senior year of college, where he just sort of figured things out. He sort of understood, okay, at this level, this is what I have to do with my game to have success. And that's exactly the sort of rhythm he's in right now, whether it's the serve, the kick serve on the ad side. I mean, you know, first of all, he's not a guy who stands on the center, and to have a non-standard, a non-traditional starting position on the serve, just aesthetically, it makes watching him on the ad side that much more fun to watch. He hits that huge kick serve, which drags his opponent so far off the court, and then he always, because of his serving position, gets that plus one forehand, and, you know, he loves to hit the drop shots. He loves to move forward. I think he's got a really good two-handed backhand. Of course, in terms of his size, he's everything you want in a modern player, 6 foot four-ish, you know, good mover, can slide into his shots, really good pop, and just not afraid of the moment. And with all due respect to Lorenzo Musetti, who became the first player born in 2002 to reach an ATP quarterfinal here in Sardinia, I just think Jannik Hanefmann's playing too well. And as an underdog in this match, plus 114, I just think that's a little bit disrespectful to the former All-American. So give me Jannik Hanefmann as pick number one of our Ace of the Day, $4 to win 456 on those plus 114 odds. Let's lock that in for pick number one. Now, I've got two parlays for you, both of which agreed upon with my doubles partner in crime, Maxwell Labauer Rothman, who unfortunately could not join us on the show tonight, but he gave us a Roth Daddy special. Let's start with that one, an all underdog parlay, and I have two versions of it. He wanted to make this one his special, but he said, please note the other one. Yana Kanefman, one of a bunch of underdogs to like on the day. And to be honest, I think Friday's going to get funky in the professional tennis world. You've got a guy like Hubi Hurkacz, plus 195 against RBA. We talked about Hanefman. Ramos Vinola is a slight underdog against Marco Cecchinato. Dennis Novak, slight underdog against Alejandro Davidovich Fokina. And then Yuri Vesely, slight underdog against his opponent, Laszlo Jure. All of these ripe for parlaying, and it does feel like Friday's going to get weird in the professional tennis world. And if you think all these underdogs are going to come through, you want to put a 4 or 5 man underdog parlay together. The Roth Daddy special, Hurkacz, Hanefman, Ramos Vinolas, Novak, about 29-1 odds. So you put $1 on that, you're going to win $28.72 in return. Of course, if you want to throw in all five, you add Vesely to that mix, it becomes +60/+82 odds. So about 61-1. So again, $1 going to yield you 61 in return. I don't hate those. I don't hate those at all. You want to whittle it down. You want to go only to Hurkacz, Hanefman, Ramos, Vinolas. You still get 12-1 odds. And to be honest, I'm happy. I think I can see where the upsets are going to come from. Of course, that's always a dangerous feeling. But my parlay of the day, one Rothman agrees on me with, and by the way, shout out to him. He has had some juju go his way this week. I probably shouldn't say that and jinx it, but you know, he's feeling good about this favorite parlay as well. He likes Rublev tomorrow to win his match. And of course, Andre Rublev's been so good over Cam Nori. Zverev over Lloyd Harris. Haumi Munar for me at the qualifier level over Alex Muller. Shapovalov over Wawrinka, which on paper that sounds tough, right? Stan Wawrinka, 3-time slam champion. Dennis Shapovalov, how many big wins does he really have in his career? Of course, he's coming off of a quarterfinal, his first at a slam at the U.S. Open, and we are on indoor hard courts, but do you really ever want to doubt Stan Wawrinka on an indoor hard court? Well, you know, again, this is an eye test pick. Just respectfully, Wawrinka pushed to 3 sets in both of his matches thus far. Shapovalov has just looked so comfortable, and I think we're seeing a player making the jump right now. I know there was a 6-month hiatus in between, but I really do think dating back to the end of last season, he wins his first title, I believe, in Stockholm. He goes on to a run in Paris. He played well to start this season. I think we're seeing him make his leap into top 15, top 10 contention. Obviously, that's where he's sitting right now in the rankings. I think he's going to get a statement win tomorrow over Stan Wawrinka, so I would throw him in this parlay. I would also throw Federico Delbonis, a fairly comfortable favorite over Petrovic tomorrow, and then FAA indoor hard courts, his best surface right now, over Radu Elbot. You throw all 6 of those names together, Rublev, Zverev, Munar, Shapovalov, Delbonis, FAA, you get +233 odds. To be honest, I like that. So let's make that ace of the day number 2 for me. Again, Rublev, Zverev, Munar, Shapo, Delbonis, FAA, +233, 4 to win, 933. And I'd never leave him hanging. So, of course, gotta throw a dollar on the Roth Daddy special. Give me Hurkacz, Hanefman, Ramos Vinolas, and Novak, about 29-1 odds. We'll throw a dollar on that as well to have a little bit of fun. Of course, so many other great matches going on across the globe. If you want to hear or read, I suppose, my thoughts on the entire day's spread, be sure to go check out our website, crackedrackets.com, where you can see my picks in article form. Of course, if you want to hear our recap of the day's action, go check out the Mini Break podcast, where you can find wherever you listen to your podcast. Like, rate, subscribe, review that. Cracked Interviews, Inside Out podcast, this podcast. Share them with your friends. Of course, you need that more immediate update. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or at Cracked Rackets. If you have missed any of our content, be sure to check out our website, crackedrackets.com. Shout out, as always, to our super producers, Max Fleger and Daniel Westhoff, who have an editing job to do. Shout out, of course, as well to our friends at DraftKings. And remember, just go to dkng.co/greatshot to get in on the action. But with that in mind, we hope you enjoy Friday's matches, and may the odds be ever in your favor.